Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the one, yeah. Welcome, Salation, How We Stand podcast. It is the day of the Leicester away game. We're on our way down now. It's around about 11 a.m. On our non-drinking coach, the beer is flowing, but okay. There's other stuff being passed around as well, which is an absolute disgrace. It's not even midday yet. Anyway, you might have noticed we didn't do anything the other night. Loads of reasons for that, none of which we'll go into, but I thought I'd ask the lads on the bus, because I know, judging by the tweets to the United We Stand Twitter account, there was a lot of people who seemed quite keen to hear what we had to say about the other night. It was pretty shit, really, wasn't it?
Deja vu, wasn't it? Cut and paste most of our own games, to be honest. Same thing. Defensively sound, didn't really look like conceding, but slow going forward, slow in the final third, and I think we all knew it was going to be 0-0 after about 15 minutes.
Anyone back 0-0? I did.
I said 0-0 stay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but did you put any money on it?
No. No, I actually said 2-0 to both.
What's the fucking point of saying, I back 0-0 and put now on it?
It was awful, wasn't it? I actually thought the first half we looked okay for 10 minutes, and that feels like most of this season. We were absolutely dreadful in that second half. It just drifted away, didn't it?
I would go as far as to say it's the worst performance I've seen at Old Trafford in a very, very, very long time. What do you reckon, Mike?
I thought he went to shit after he took Schweinsteiger off and he put Fellaini on. I thought he went to shit after that.
Sam?
To be fair, it weren't great. But I think the thing with United at the minute is if we don't score...
Spit it out, for fuck's sake!
If we don't score early on, I think we tend to struggle. So we just seem panic sets in. I don't always snatch at chances. I don't know. It just... Shite.
It's been going on about snatch all morning.
Yeah, I mean, first 20 minutes I thought we were all right. Second half, as soon as he changed it, the fact that he bought Mata on 85th minute, it's just... What's going on there? Really, honestly, it's ridiculous. It's one of the worst I've seen, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt.
And you've been going for what, about 3 years now?
Fuck off.
I'm glad you were there. I bet you got a proper good search and a pat down before you went in the turnstile the other night, didn't you? Did you?
That's why you went.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you get for looking like a fucking terrorist.
You're red bagging me.
Si? I personally think Tuesday night, was it? The lack of it is inexperience on the pitch cost us big time. Very little players on there with Champions League experience to win a game. It cost us big time.
And Wednesday night when we played?
Well, Wednesday. You can't remember it was that bad. Wednesday night, yeah. The lack of any experience cost us big time. We should be winning them games. And I doubt we'll win in Wolfsburg.
We'll come to Wolfsburg.
Oh, yeah. Substitutions killed it completely, to be fair. I think the first half wasn't that bad, but we're just not taking our... Excuse Mike. We're just not taking our chances. It could have been a different game completely. I'm not as negative as most other people, kind of thing, but because I think something's coming, and I hope it's coming today. But however, you got to blame Louis van Gaal completely for that performance. Players, yeah, whatever. But I mean, he picks a team. He did the subs. That's it for me, to be fair. So.
Sorry if you heard a really disgusting background noise there. That was a lad called Mike Hilton who picked up a lot of bad habits from that fat girly metal tin.
Where's the heavy?
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy the boxing last week, mate.
Yeah, it was good. I had to watch it through other means than live.
Right, lads, we've got Wolfsburg.
Heavyweight bout.
It was a heavyweight bout and a half, yeah, absolutely.
Super heavyweight by ourselves.
Fucking hell. That's for another time, that story. Right, lads, Wolfsburg away. United have got a win, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Got a win, and I think we'll do it. You're all looking at me kind of thing like I'm a bit weird, but I really do think we'll go over there. We'll snatch a 1-0. It's got to be done.
You don't think we'll get through, do you, would you?
I said it at the start, I don't think we'll get through the group, but I'd love to see them win, but
it's not
I think they'll draw and then PSV will probably win and it's game over.
Is that us out then?
Yeah, that's us out, yeah.
Well, that's it. If PSV win, we've got to win, haven't we? So, but if we do win, we top the group. Easier tie in the next round, supposedly. I don't think there's that many easy ties, but if we don't, we might get third place, every cloud, some decent trips to be had there. Probably.
You get an extra if you get in Europa League, you get an extra game, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, if you win it, you get an extra game, obviously. So, because you're going to the last 32 Europa League, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's last 16. So, you know, there is pluses to be had for that. Do you think you know how to get through?
Yeah.
Well done, Sam. Can't wait for the Europa League, personally. Yeah, so.
What, just so you can go nearer home.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll get through?
Yeah, get through. We can't go defensively, we've got a score, so I think we'll get through quite easy.
I think we'll get through, but I wouldn't mind a trip to somewhere weird in Europe.
Weird in Europe. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Van Gaal's such a cunt that, yeah, we'll get through. He'll get the 3 points.
That's the ninth consecutive podcast that Dan's called Van Gaal a cunt on it. You'll be giving the guy. Do you know what? If he didn't give less of a fuck, he'd probably have a complex of the city. Matt, do you reckon we'll get through?
No, I think we'll get beat over there. I think it reminds me of Basel the other year. I think we'll
Basel
get beat 40. Over there.
Marky.
I think it's going to be really interesting, actually, and possibly today might be the start of it if we go a goal behind, because he's obviously going to have to play different, chasing a goal. And I think if we go a goal behind today, which is likely as well, then chasing it might give us that bit of confidence to take the reins off a little bit.
And what about fucking Wolfsburg, which was the question I asked?
Yeah, I can't see us winning that.
Ned, Wolfsburg.
I think we might just scrape it. Last minute winner.
In Wolfsburg?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Right, so anyway, sounds like most people betting United are going to get through. The other night was pretty dismal. That said, Europa League, do you remember last time we were all kicking off about getting knocked out in Basel or Bale or whatever it's called? And then Amsterdam, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm saying fuck all until we know what's going to happen with that one. On to the game today then. Top of the league, Leicester. Twitter was awash this morning with people who seemed to be getting just really stressed out about the fact that some unknown fucking player called Jamie Vardy might break a pointless record of goal scoring held by somebody who doesn't play for United anymore. So is anyone that fucking arsed about it?
It's not going to happen. I mean, you look at our defensive record this season, I can't see Leicester scoring. And to be fair, I think if United score one or two goals in a match these days, you're confident that we're going to win because we're that sound at the back. I think we'll win anyway. We're top of the league come fucking 7 o'clock tonight.
And are you bothered if Vardy breaks it or not?
Who?
The rat face smackhead one.
Never heard of him.
are you bothered if he breaks Van Nistelrooy's record?
Couldn't care any less. Not asked.
I was chatting to Eddie Earn the other day on the phone. And I said Dave Vardy wins something, that's when it'll mean something, but yeah, whatever we were saying.
Is that restraint? How long has that restraining order got left?
About another week to run.
Lads, are you arsed?
I am in a way, but obviously everybody else isn't on the coach kind of thing. Records are there to be broken, innit? But I love Rude and it'd be nice for him to keep it. But who gives a fuck? I'm nostalgic. That's the way I am. But however, I do think we'll win today and it'll be 3-2.
I'm more interested in whether the fat salad will make it to the end of today.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah. So yeah, how was the boxing last week, Sam?
I don't know. What?
neither do your mates who sick as you went home with as well. I know. Yeah, Bloomy, you asked about Vardy breaking Rude's record.
Not really, to be honest. I know someone will be very chuffed with that. A man called Anthony Shaw, who is very well known on here. But otherwise...
Why will he be chuffed with it?
Because he absolutely fucking hates Rory Van Nistelrooy.
But he hates everyone.
Yeah, he does, but especially him, so... He does. Just one of them things.
Not bothered. Let him score in the first minute and win 4-1. That's all we need to do.
I'm a bit torn with this. I'm not, but it'd be nice.
Sounds like your backside is as well.
Fucking shitting blocks of charcoal at the moment. I am arsed, and I'm not arsed in that. It'd be nice if United stopped him just because we'd piss people off as usual. Exactly. That's about it.
I prefer him not to, but obviously I'd like him. I'd like Rude to have kept it, but I think we've got bigger worries at the minute. Like, I don't think we should be getting too stressed over it.
I'm going to ask Clark here. He'll probably give me the fucking answer to something from his geography A level exam.
No, to be fair, Wolfsburg had a good team, but I think we'll just have enough to get through.
It's like, do you remember that T. Ronnie sketch on Mastermind where they were answering the questions from the one before? It's like that, talking to fucking Clark.
Are we back on Vardy?
Yeah. You asked if you broke Sue's record.
No, not really.
About you, Ned?
I'd rather he didn't, but yeah, it doesn't matter that much, does it? He'll be finished in 2 years anyway, the scruff.
If you work on a fish stall,
do you reckon there's quite a lot of rumours doing the rounds that he's the target for United in January. £30 million for, how old is he, 29?
28.
Oh, delete what I said if he does sign for us.
Right, so let me backtrack. We were shit against PSV. We do think we'll get through against Wolfsburg, and no one really gives a fuck if Vardy breaks Reid's record. So I think that's kind of got that covered. Onto the game itself. It's not often you come to places like Leicester at this stage of the season and find them not only above you in the league, but actually at the very, very top of the league. Thoughts on them and what you're expecting from United today?
Done well, in fairness to him. I thought when they got Ranieri they'd struggle this season, so fair play. They look like they play good football, but I don't know. I mean, it seems a bit mad to be confident, but I think the way they play might suit us, because I think they'll come and attack a little bit like Everton. You know, we hammered a good Everton team, really, because they played such an high line. We were well organised and hit them on the break, and
that's what happens when you let Ander Herrera do what he fucking wants with
exactly,
the football.
Yeah, so if we play the right team and they come on us, which I think they might do just because of momentum, I think we got a chance.
The thing with Leicester is that, you know, if you look at them, they were flying before they came up against Arsenal, and they come up against Arsenal and got battered 3-0. I think it'll be similar today. You know, I think the way they play will suit us, because they're very expansive, aren't they? They attack constantly, and it'll expose them at the back against they do get exposed at the back against good sides.
I think if you look at it from United's point of view, I mean, we've dropped points this season. I mean, like Newcastle at home and shit like that. If we'd have won those games, we'd been top of the league easily now. But it's obviously ifs and buts. Leicester, on the other hand, yeah, they've come up against Arsenal. They've got beat. They've got a tough next 6 games. Yeah, they play some decent football, but when they get like suspensions, injuries, and all that, they're not going to cope. Someone always
who's not very good ends up right up there at this time of season. I remember Bolton doing it. I remember Wigan doing it. Southampton did it last year. I remember Hull doing it in the season they came up. So I'm with you on it. They'll be sitting there thinking 40 points. That's what they'll be thinking.
Yeah. I mean, the massive miss is Ander Herrera today. He just adds a couple of extra bits of pace to us, and that for me is going to be a bit of pace today. I think the way they play, I think we might do all right. A lot of people think we might do a bit poor, but I think we'll be okay today, to be honest.
I think it all depends on which United turn up. The team that played first half at Watford and the team that played the second half at Watford. So I think if it's the team that turn up first half, I think we'll win today quite comfortably.
See you busy there, Jay. I'll come.
I just don't know if they're going to fly out at us like Arsenal did, when Arsenal just flew at us in the first 20 and went 3-0 up. I just don't know whether that's going to happen again today.
think we've learned from that.
If it fucking happens today, I'm fucking off. I'll be doing the podcast outside on me Todd.
Do you know what I say? I blame Leicester for how we play today, because we were dead open last season until we got beat. Yeah, we were 3-1 up, and when we collapsed, it's like he changed at that moment, and we've been dreadful ever since. But might just have enough today. But yeah, I blame these for the way we play now.
Come with predictions for the game in a bit. Si, thoughts on how you expect the game to go, and more importantly, who's going to play for United? Because it sounds like we're absolutely riddled with injury.
I haven't actually seen anything, or even know about the team news kind of thing. But
because you're asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No. Joking aside, they're an attacking team.
By the way, Ant Crawler won the other night. Just
what round? No, joking aside. I mean, they're an attacking team, and they'll come at us. You know, and Vardy will be firing from 40 yards, 30 yards, 20 yards, kind of thing. And we'll soak it up. We'll soak it up. We'll let him on the break. And I think that'll suit us. Somebody mentioned on the coach before about Everton away, and that's exactly the way we play, kind of thing. So I think it'll suit us down to a T. Prediction 3-2.
I actually think all the negativity surrounding us since Wednesday night, I actually think they'll win quite comfortably today. I don't see how much.
What are you expecting from a team point of view, though? Because by all accounts, Herrera's out, yeah?
He is, yeah. Actually, Saturday at Watford was the most balanced United have looked for probably all season, with actually two wingers, and maybe Memphis in the striker what he want, but I actually think they won't struggle today. I think they'll win 2-0. It's United, isn't it?
Any past Leicester memories? It's not somewhere, because they dropped out of the league for quite a dropped out of top division. You did what?
Losing 150 quid betting on United to win before the game last year. Three and at 3-1 up. Yeah. Was it 3-1? Bouncing around like a dickhead thinking it were done.
Three of us last season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Piled in.
Three of us last season, but 150 quid on each kind of thing for us to win. And at 3-1, happy days, bouncing around. Fuck me. I was about 2 foot tall when I left the ground. Kind of thing.
Did you have the cash out option?
No,
too pissed to even look at my phone, to be fair. So.
And then got caught jibbing on the train home, which cost another £5.
Put it on the fucking. Put it on the pools.
I think people who cash out lined the streets at Jimmy Savile's funeral. So you got to stay with it. Otherwise, why put the fucking bat on in the first place? You know what I mean?
I do not stay.
Any previous from Leicester?
I remember we won about 4-1 there, but it was just after one of our lads had cost England yet again. I can't remember if it was Beckham or... No, it wasn't Beckham. It might have been Phil Neville.
Dave Morgan's on the
phone. And we won 4-1 there, but we were on the segregation that day. And, they react more than most to the anti-England stuff. Yeah, definitely.
That was the game. You're right. Roy Keane scored, and I think Bruce scored. Yeah, I think he might have.
That was the start of the
United
England up your arse.
Well, one of the usual songs about England. United are better than England, or something like that. And then they rose to it like no one's ever done before. So of course, you know what's going to happen next, don't you? You're going to get 90 fucking minutes of it, and they were absolutely fucking frothing at the mouth. If I remember that, we actually put, instead of having the usual Manchester Music Fest on the way home, we actually put Five Live on just to listen to the phone in, and they were frothing at the fucking mouth.
It was great as well.
Well, they just epitomised the little England mentality, don't they?
Yeah, that's what it's like. As I say, we were on the segregation, and they all looked like something out of the Hills. The Hills Have Got Eyes or something like that. And it was just great, yeah. They, apart from West Ham, yeah, they reacted more than anyone.
I'm gonna yeah, while you're apologising to Si for that. Any past Leicester?
That game, that we were on the, I remember that. We were on the train, the one where Reid got the hat trick, that England one you're on about. And as we come off, it was just swarming of police, and they pinned us in this pub, and like we're talking, we're like, why? And they're like, oh, because of the big historical rivalry with Leicester and United. And we were all looking at each other, thinking, but then when we got, we kind of seen why, because they did. They ate United more than they ever realised, and then certainly with the England stuff.
But it's one of them places. Who was their rival?
Well, that's the thing. They don't. They pretend they've got some rivalry with Derby or Forest, don't they? Neither of them give a fuck.
Them
so, yeah, they're a bit like the Chelsea, really, aren't they? They're the Midlands.
They're stuck in no man's land, aren't they? With no one, insignificant.
You ever been? You ever been? It's grim as fuck.
Leicester, yeah. It's horrible. There's just no point.
I've worked around there.
Anyone remember Filbert Street?
Yeah.
Oh, I never went.
I came with you.
What's the day? The last time I was there, was it the Amsterdam score? Was it 6-2? Yeah, 6-2.
It's on the goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, fucking brilliant. But it was a proper old ground as well, wasn't it? With really shitty stands and pretty much, yeah, what you'd expect from Leicester, to be honest.
I remember Paul Scholes missing a fucking penalty against Leicester in the League Cup when we got knocked out at Filbert Street, and that really fucking pissed me off one night. Never ever forgive Scholes for that. It's funny you mention that. We used to have a pretty decent record here. I remember Sheringham scored in and a 3-0 win. If you remember rightly, I'm pretty sure that was a top of the table class as well, because I think they were flying around about that time.
I think Leicester was another one where Beckham unveiled a new haircut as well.
Yeah, he did.
Do you remember all the grown men coming out of their houses last year to wave us off after they lost? That fat kid with really good tits on him.
Anyway,
Jay got it in the face.
I can't remember the first time I went to Leicester. It was quite a long time ago, but we've got a decent track record there. It's typical though, isn't it? It's one of them plastic Meccano built fucking new grounds, isn't it? Filby Street, you know, right part of town. Proper character ground, Filby Street. I miss all of those grounds like Filby Street, like Ayrton Park, Roker Park. Main Road for me still and will always be my favourite ever away ground. Right, predictions, gents. We'll come back after the game and see what happens on this one, but Ned, I'll go and go to you first. And are you going to put any money on it this time?
Yeah, tenner on 1-0 last minute winner.
Can you bet on the last? You're going to bet on it being in the last minute?
Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah, last minute winner.
Well, this will all be pissed off, but records are there to be broken, aren't they?
Wolfsburg have got a good defence.
3-0
to us.
I went 2-1 on the predict, but I've woke up more confident today, so I'll go 3-1 United.
I'm going to cover my back and go for a defeat.
Have you done it?
No. Go on, score.
2-1 to them.
3-1 United.
2-1 United.
Against my better judgment, 3-1 United.
Sam,
3-0. 1-0 clean sheet, standard.
2-2 Leicester United.
3-2 Steve, 3-2.
Can I give you two predictions? One, United win 2-0, and two, Tyson Fury gets sparked out within three rounds.
Which is nothing to do with a football.
Cheers for that. Guess what I'm going for, lads? I can't, to be honest, because I genuinely think that United have got no choice but to respond to the other night now. So I reckon we'll have three shots. I reckon two of them will be on target, and I reckon they'll both go in, so I'm going 2-0. 2-0 United. This is actually now a designated crime scene because someone's actually got food out on the fucking bus. Not only have they got food out, he's got it in a lunchbox, and it smells like he's got an onion sandwich. What, Tanj, what have you got on that? Fucking hell, he's got about ten Tupperware pots. Anyway, right, so sounds like everyone's confident about the game. Sounds like United fans are in decent spirits, as you'd expect. We'll be back after the game for a chat around the coaches, as per usual. Cheers. It's full time at the, I don't even know what this fucking stadium's called, whatever it's called anyway, Walkers or something like that. Leicester 1, United 1, shite game really. If they're the best two teams in this country, then it's no wonder the rest of the world's laughing at us. Oh hello, loads of police piling past, looks like it's getting a bit tasty actually. Is it kicking off? Oh, tremendous. It's going off outside the stadium, which is obviously terrible. We don't like scenes like that, which is obviously a lie. We love stuff like that. Anyway, let's go and find some United fans. Some United fans who aren't fighting, which probably rules out Steve Black. Let me see who I got here. I can see Rick here. Rick. Thoughts?
It's not good, is it?
I thought it was shit.
It's, you know, we scored from a set piece, and
which is a rarity,
and now they've got Blint on the set piece. I mean, they tried a lot of centre halves. Jones couldn't take set pieces, but at least Blint can. But how many saves did Kasper Schmeichel have to make today?
I can't remember very, very many.
I think it's somewhere between zero and zero.
Right.
It's shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm going to go and grab O'Neill. This could be funny. I'll see you in a minute. Here we go. Shall we see if we can grab Tony? Hey, Tony.
What we'll do is...
Podcast, Tony.
Podcast. We never got... The good thing is we've not got beat.
That's all right, ain't it?
That's fantastic. At this stage of the season, I think we're going 100% forward. Better than any other year in the last 5 years. And I can see us winning the league by a margin. Unbelievable.
I'll see you at the airport in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Fucking hell. Oh dear. Right. Let's see who else we can grab here. I think most people are actually just resigned to the fact that United are now going to play pretty average football and just kind of blag as many decent results as we can, really. Let's see who we got here. Walking around the car park now, where all the coaches are. A lot of United fans hanging about. Seems like most of them just want to argue with people, which is terribly Mancunian. Let me see who I've got here. Tans, thoughts?
Rubbish.
Go on.
No comment.
No, it's rubbish, no comment. Woody?
Dull.
What shite, wasn't it?
Dull. When you scored at half time, you thought, yeah, we'll press on in the second half. Nothing.
You know what? I fucking
absolutely
missed it.
Nothing.
I went downstairs and I fucking
Same.
Missed it.
They're jumping all over
I
each other.
I don't actually know anyone who saw that goal.
I didn't see it. But when you look at it, you think, I'll push it on the second half here. Nothing, just dull. Lifeless football, isn't it?
I thought we were shit going forward. If they're the best two teams in this country,
this country's got a lot to answer for.
Think that they're winning the Champions League.
Yeah, what a load of old wank. Podcast thoughts, mate?
Average again. Suppose not the end of the world.
Would you have took it at the start?
Probably. Deep down, probably would have took it.
Fucking Leicester away, and you'd have took a point.
I mean, right now, the way we're playing, the way they're playing, deep down, I mean, they were all over everything, so I think like.
They were shit, though, weren't they?
Yeah, but so are we.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that, but they are shite, aren't they?
They're average. Fucking that Jamie Vardy, if he's fit to fucking Leeds Van Nistelrooy's boots, I'm a fucking monkey.
But you know what, though? He had his one chance and fucking bedded it, end of story.
He's done fantastic.
Fair play,
at the end of the day, I mean, like, they'll finish about 8th, won't they, really? Realistically.
Finish where?
About 8th if they're lucky, really.
Yeah, but do you know what? All I'd ask about is 40 points.
To get it,
do you know what? I'm starting to think like that as well.
When we get to 40, we're going to be happy. We're going to be like, it's all right, we'll consolidate at 40.
How many more points for us to stay up? How many more points?
How many more points? That was piss poor, wasn't
it? I thought it was shit.
Yeah. What did you say about that?
Well, you need to say something, because I'm recording you.
Right. I thought we was going to win 3-0. Right?
Yeah, I'm done.
Obviously, I've been embarrassed by it was one each. No, it's just shite.
Yeah, should we just get masked on the way home, yeah?
Yeah, we certainly will.
Indeed. Yes. Okay. United We Stand podcast, say hello.
Hello.
What are your thoughts on the match?
Do you know what? We got better when Rooney went off.
Get on the fucking car.
Why? Yeah, I do. Do you know what? I love Rooney. I absolutely love Rooney. But the last few games, I think we needed him off.
Well, he got took off, didn't he, and that? He had a bit of a strop by the look of it.
Yeah, but he needed to be took off. He needed to be took off.
I don't know what to tell you. Anyway. I can see him again.
Right.
I missed the goal, and I heard somebody say
it. I don't know anyone who saw it.
Yeah, I missed the goal, and someone said... I said, do we score? And someone said, no, it was the goal from last year. They were replaying it back.
Well, I was so showing that underneath.
I missed it.
They were showing it underneath.
So I missed it, so I don't know what score was it. What happened?
I don't know.
Who am I? What's my name?
Just fuck off, mate. Sam, thoughts on the match?
It's weird. We're good up until a point, and then the final third was so fucking
tight. When you say we're good up until a point, do you mean that point where we walk out and then the game fucking...
No. It's not even that. I mean, to be fair, they scored a goal today. It was a ball over the top. You shouldn't be conceding goals like that. And we don't often concede goals like that. You get into the final third, and we're shit. We just, it's like players are looking at each other for some sort of inspiration. It's fucking shite. It's shite. What's shite about that? Go on.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree. Usual shit, really. It's a good draw. We're still up there.
A good draw?
Well, look at it. Look at it. It's fucking...
The only thing missing here is little weed.
The only thing is, we still have won it, but... I'm not surprised anymore, Steve. I'm not surprised. It's the way it's going to be now.
And how's it going at ISIS?
Lovely, yeah. We're recruiting largely, and I think we're going to hit 80,000 by the end of the year, so...
Cut. Matty.
I'll see you in the coach.
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was awful.
I thought it was great. Yeah.
I thought we never looked likely. You know, again, we come out and we try to... We're not trying to score goals, we're not trying to attack, we come across goals, and that's what happened with Schweinsteiger. We've come across it, a ball, and he's headed it, and they just, it's Leicester away. I know they were top, whatever, but they're fucking awful. Yeah, exactly. And we just never looked. I did think, again, and I know it's a well-worn subject, but again, we ruin it. You know, we're putting in Lionel Messi wages and getting Nigel Rio-Coker's output. And that's,
and it's been rehearsing that line, hasn't he, all the way through the game?
He's been planning that all week.
Yeah. But I reckon that'll go down a storm with the listeners of this podcast.
You don't think we were better second half? When he went off, though? I thought it was the only time we actually looked like we were...
I thought it was shit from start to finish.
Yeah, it was poor.
I don't understand how Giggs is getting away with... He's assistant manager, Ryan Giggs, is the only common denominator between the Moyes and the Van Gaal era. Yeah, he's like a fucking Teflon. And he's clearly, absolutely, 100% clearly sat there pushing him a little bit more rope each week, letting him hang himself. Because if Giggs has got anything about him, he's got enough money in the bank and he's got enough credit with United fans, there's absolutely no chance the football we're playing under Van Gaal is what Giggs wants us to be playing. And if it isn't, which I sincerely hope it isn't, Giggs should stand up and walk away and tell the fans that he's not being listened to as a coach. And if he is being listened to as an assistant manager by Van Gaal, then there's absolutely no fucking chance he should be considered for the next manager of Manchester United.
There's the conspiracy theories with Scholesy, whether Scholesy is basically Ryan Giggs' mouthpiece in the media, but I don't know. I don't know, but whatever it is, it's not good enough. United should not be playing like that. Results, you've got to look past results because you can't judge it on results. For me, performance.
Of course you can.
No, but results are better than our performances, do you not think? I'm
with you on that. Yeah, absolutely. I think we've been wanked for ages and we're just blagging it in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a fucking wank league.
Oh, it's awful. You see, there's not, and this is the thing, like, you think, you look at that and you say, can we win the league? And you're like, no, we're playing like that, not a chance. You then look at City and Arsenal and realise how average they are, and you think, oh, well, maybe. But then you see us again, you think, no, not a chance.
I'd be embarrassed to win that league.
Wouldn't it be good if we won it and we just handed it back? Said, yeah, nah, it's so not sorry, us no. That.
Absolute fucking frauds, a lot of us. Where's Blackie? Here we go. Clarky, thoughts?
I thought that was as probably as good as we could have played, to be fair. I think everyone's having a go at Van Gaal, but the players just aren't good enough. With 5 minutes to go there, we've got an absolute tremendous ball into the box, but we've not got the strikers to put it away. And you can only play with the players we've got. We've not got a good enough striker.
You've been drinking heavily, haven't you?
Oh, well, we've not got a striker who's going to put these chances away.
What was the name of that pub that got firebombed that you were in the other week, by the way? That video was the funniest thing I've ever seen. That was Clark, you got firebombed in the pub the other week. Blackie.
I don't know what everyone else has said, so I'll probably...
Have a guess.
I'll probably just...
Have a guess.
Play a bit of devil's advocate then.
Oh, God, here we go.
Right. At the back, we're brilliant.
Chris Smalling was exceptional today.
In midfield, we carry the ball forward to outside the area, and we play brilliantly outside the area. And then the only bit that's missing now, the final bit... It's the front. And how many people, how long are we going to say, oh, that kid Martial, what a player, right? What a player scores 10 times on the run, right? A little scrow, yeah, like Vardy, who's lucky to have, who's lucky not to be on fucking, on the dole, and would be here in Leicester,
for any other reason apart from he's all right at football, has managed to get 10 games on a run, yeah? In a league that is very average because we're second without any strike force whatsoever. I'm not suggesting that United get him because he's not good enough for us. But we're talking about Martial. We're talking about
took his one chance.
Took his one chance brilliantly and has probably done it game after game. We're talking about Martial being a new Thierry Henry or whoever. And yet, he's not missing chances, which worries me because I'd rather he missed a hatful. Exactly. He doesn't get any. So why is he not getting in?
About four podcasts ago, I said he's getting into needing a goal territory, and I got absolutely fucking pasted on Twitter over it. I don't think he's done fuck all for about six or seven games.
He's got nice quick feet and he's a bit strong and he's got a good turn of pace, but that's got to be translated into goals if he's a centre forward. And if he's not a centre forward, then we need to find a centre forward. James Wilson has gone off to Brighton. He's not a centre forward. Yeah, he doesn't miss chances because he's not in the right place. The only kid that's missed chances lately is Lingard, alright, unlucky to be injured. At least he's missing chances, which means he gets in the right fucking place for them in the first place. Rooney doesn't get into the right chances to miss goals. We are missing the last final little bit, which is proper pacey winger who can throw the ball in and players who get on the end of it. I think Van Gaal's got a plan. I think people are a little bit hard on him at the moment because when it clicks, you know, like it clicked at Bayern, like it clicked at Barca, we're top now. We'll be difficult to beat.
They were telling everyone else what that fucking plan is.
Yeah, that is his problem. He's a Dutch.
One minute.
Double Dutch at the moment.
1 minute. This is his plan. You agree or not? His plan is he started from the back. De Gea stayed. Back four. Yeah, he's happy with that. Too old and he's happy with that. And that's where he stopped. And that's where we need to sign. We need to sign. We've got two midfielders who don't go forward. They don't do nothing. They stand there. They do whatever.
But Herrera does, and Herrera is injured. We've got a few players out injured, haven't we?
But we're going to ruin him.
Yeah.
Steve, we're ruining all of them. We're ruining Wayne Rooney. Yeah. We're ruining Marshall. Where are we going? Where are we going from that?
We're just recording the United We Stand podcast, mate. Are you a Leicester fan?
What have you got to say about it?
Who do you support?
I don't support a football team. Oh. Did you watch it?
What do you do with your life then?
What do I do with my life?
How can you not support a football team?
What sport are you into?
Boxing.
Boxing? Who do you reckon will win tonight then? Fury or Klitschko? Manchester's Tyson Fury.
No comment.
Oh, you got to. Come on, you got to say something.
No comment.
We're not going to name you.
I know you're not. With no comment.
Do you think the big lads will win?
It's been very, very mysterious, this fella. Do you want us to get on our coach?
That's what I'd like to
do. Get out of it. Yeah, this man with the big helmet on is shouting at me. Yeah, we're getting on it now. Okay. Fucking hell. Police brutality here. Fucking hell.
Take care.
Right.
I'll do my best.
They were a bit heavy-handed, Dan.
Fuck me.
Hey. Right, we're on the coach. Let's see if we can go and find somebody else to wrap it up with. See if we got here. He's not said a word on this podcast. Thoughts on the game, mate?
What?
Thoughts on the game?
Shit.
Fair enough. Yeah, very, very accurate. Stu?
Bobbins.
Great Northern Manchester word, that. What about you, Dad?
I think if he had more attacking, somebody going forward would be all right. Yeah.
And one day I'm going to tell on this podcast the story of when you went missing, Stuart, Sunderland away, and your dad, and you, was it Arsenal, and your dad went to the police and said, "Can you find me son?" And they said, "Yeah, of course we can. How old is he?" And you said, "What was it? 29."
29, probably about 25.
Oh dear. Matt, have you dried out yet?
Still fucked.
Yeah, you look well.
Where's the vodka?
That was a joke, by the way. Sorry, thoughts on the match, mate?
Really, really, really disappointing, mate, to be fair. And just no attacking prowess, just nothing there, do you know what I mean? I mean, 1-1, we were looking to come away with 1-1, to be fair. And Vardy's goal, it was like a Sunday League goal, over the top, and he scored. Disgusting defending. Anyway, cheers, Steve.
I've just been handed... is this your hip flask? I've just been handed a hip flask full of malt whiskey, is it? All right, well, at that point, I think it's safe to say it's time to end this podcast. 1-1, not the worst result in the world, but it wasn't a great performance, and United should be beating teams like Leicester City. So we're going home in a bit of a mood, but hey, we'll make up for it on the coach. Next podcast, when's the next game, lads? When are we next?
West Ham.
West Ham. We'll be back after West Ham. Are you selling at West Ham, Blue Man?
I will be. Yeah, I will be, mate.
You'll be on the podcast with us after West Ham. Until then, cheers for listening.
So that is finally it for this podcast. I'm now back in my hotel room in Doha. Andy's gone off to the TV studio where he's covering the Champions League games with Marcel Desailly. Eric Abidal is also over here at the moment. I interviewed him on Friday for 442 magazine. Wow, he's got a story. And the next podcast, as Steve said, will be after the West Brom game at the weekend. Until then, goodbye.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.